This is The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
8 minutes past eight. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. And it's a beautiful Friday. I'm tempted to say thank God it's Friday, but well, you still have to work regardless. And these days, maybe I could say thank God it's Friday, especially if you're one of those people who are looking forward to the stomach infrastructure provisions that the state government has talked about. Well, today on the show, we are going to take a look at those comments, but not just those, as well as the 2023 elections in the state and what influence do you think that has, and many other issues that have been raised concerning that particular conversation. My guest with me today is a former special advisor to Governor Wike on media and a social commentator as well, Opunabo Nkortaria, who will be joining us via telephone. Hello, sir. Good morning. Very fine, thank you. I'm tempted to say Happy New Year because I think this is the first time we're speaking this year.
Oh yes,
Happy New Year. Happy New Year
Of course. Thank God it's Friday.
Quickly on a lighter note. We know this is Friday, yes, and in as much as we know the elections is just around the corner, and there have been many conversations as to what should we expect in this election, who should be the next governor of Rivers State. But we know politicians will play politics and do all that they have to do, and there's been lots of talks about the state government's comment on stomach infrastructure. What's your view of that?
Yes, good morning. Before I get into that, let me quickly react to some stated remarks made by the governor. He said he wasn't going to mention Nick, so I'll also not mention Nick. Maybe I'll go by his definition.
Okay.
And governor said, in reaction to the criticisms by somebody, he said the person is a nobody. My brother, you know that the death of equal plumage congregate in the same community. And the eating of the pudding, the test of the pudding is in the eating. For you to know that somebody is a nobody, which means you are also a nobody, belong to that place, you're where that person is. They also said the person does not even know he wrote in Father Downs. I mean, that is ethics of this thing. If he's lost his way in Father Downs, every other person I come to give knows the rule to his father's house. It is sad that you occupy special office and you make some careless, reckless statements. And most of us are not going to book that. We are not going to book it at all. It will be word for word. We don't mind if you criticize, we don't mind if you condemn, but don't bring family in. That is volumes of your tutelage. This is the same person. Wonder the family is a disgrace to the family. And you begin to wonder, for you to know if he is a disgrace to your family, which means he also is a disgrace to your family. That's the truth about it. Because, like I said, death of equal plumbing congregates in the same family. And the test of the pudding is it. You have to be there to know what it is and how it is and what goes on there.
So, in other words,
you can't be on death and know what is happening in heaven. It's not possible. I won't say that. Anyway, you asked a question, and the question was on stomach infrastructure, was it?
Yes. The governor actually said that, and said he was even going to begin with the GDI.
Yes, of course, the GDI is a structure. That's a political structure. And truth be told, the GDI actually works for the margins. And they've always protected the interest of the government, whether what it is right or wrong, or what it is right or wrong, they protect it. And so he has said that whoever doesn't like it to grant by, that is going to start with the GDI. In other words, it's going to recompense for their loyalty. Okay, no problem. But the truth about it is that you cannot, he said start it, he did not say end it. Because we are talking of the state. Starting with the GDI, the money is not the problem. the money belongs to River State. So you cannot segregate. And in actual fact, whether he supported you or not, he is being taxed in River State. He is taxed in River State. So he should also be a beneficiary of that license. Yes, you can give to everybody, you can give to anybody, but there should be no discrimination whatsoever. So these are the issues that a lot of us have passed. And when we criticize it, it comes on air to abuse families, to abuse members, and you begin to wonder, you know, because the practice of abuse of treatment, you begin to wonder. If a man is impervious to criticism, they say if you don't like the heat in the kitchen, then you stay out of it. As a politician, as a leader, you should accept criticisms because they must come. You cannot, nobody is a god of head. You cannot believe or think that whatever you did is right. And everybody must go do you to whatever does come and bow before you. It's not done, it's not possible. You know, whoever comes through, you know, this relationship a least servant has with the least lord. The least lord is never wrong. We are not beginning from the days of slavery. We are not in the days of slavery.
Many.
When we criticize this thing, what we expect is for the person in office to accept this criticism. Even though it is, although sometimes the man that is criticizing might be wrong. But it, that does not mean that you will infect you something, because that is not thinking. All you don't do is correct that impression. And not by winning infect you. They speak volumes of your character. They speak volumes of your leadership quality. Now, you're talking of stomach infrastructure. For 7 years, you've been in office. And he said, because I listened to him, he said, for 7 years, he refused to share the money. This is the time now to share, because he has achieved or fulfilled all his electoral promises. Now, you talk of stomach infrastructure. The best stomach infrastructure you can give to anybody is creating an enabling environment for businesses to thrive. The best amount of infrastructure can give to anybody. It is setting up industries for people to be gainfully employed. These are the best things that stomach infrastructure can give. And not just dash people money. It doesn't make sense.
But
you must create an environment for students to try. You must create industries. And that's what I would say. Okay, fine. You're building flowers, you're doing this. What of human capital is available? What of this other local government area?
Just to interrupt you a minute, Mr. Ngotaria, although the governor did not directly say that the stomach infrastructure means just sharing money, he didn't state how or what it means. But although we have a general idea in society what stomach infrastructure means, but there's also the talks that perhaps maybe because the elections are around the corner and that's why this is coming out.
Is that
also your view? Because people are saying the pensioners and creating of employment should have been the ideal way. Go on.
This is not the first time I'm raising them, or I'm addressing them. That's why I started with the industries. All industries are moribund. They've all gone on the ground. So we expect that in terms of resuscitating these industries so that people begin to employ. The issue of people better, where people are paid 270 naira per day, and those who protested, you saw what happened to them. At the point, they need to drive them wanted. Impact is wanted. Or fighting for the rights, you know. Then now you're talking of too much infrastructure. Well, you said because you've been investing so much in infrastructure, physical infrastructure and so on. You've been investing so much, but you're giving states 500 million naira that did not even ask for money. You're giving them 500 million naira. Not one, not two. Why would you invest that money to ensure that Rivers people are gainfully employed? You're talking of too much infrastructure now because we are pushing the crunch time. The elections are just by the corner. So what you want to do now, because there is a lot of rumor, a lot of disenchantment, everybody knows that corroding frustration and corroding bitterness in the society, occasioned by hunger. Now you are talking of stomach infrastructure because you want to ingratiate yourself with the people. Then there are the issues. And many people cannot be deluded by that. They know. Because you have just 1 year to go. You keep building plaza, building plaza. That was my criticism that led the reaction. You keep building plaza, building plaza. What of the human beings that are going to use the plaza? funded it.
Yeah, that's why. That's why he said so much infrastructure.
I want to walk on the flyover. Won't you drive your car? Won't you buy your car? Won't you drive the car? Then that is the issue. Won't you feed your family? Won't you take care of all your responsibilities? So these are the issues. And if somebody comes up to criticize or to raise these issues, the fact is you just abuse the person's family. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And like I said, some of us are not going to book it. It's going to be one for one. And let us see who's going to be insane. If you abuse my father, abuse your father. You are any person, you are any member of me, I'll abuse you. And let us see who's going to be insane.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
All right. That brings us to this. If the popular idea for many is maybe it's because the elections is around the corner and this is one way, perhaps, would you share that opinion that this might be. Do you think that this particular program would influence perhaps where the next governor of the states come from in one way or the other?
No, the issue of the next governor of the state really has no nexus with stomach infrastructure. The issue of the next governor of the state has to do with Justice Secretary of Federal. Since 1999, we've had the upland at the helm of affairs from Peter Obi to the present governor. No riverine man has emerged as governor of River State. And we are all River State people. Now, the argument a lot of people put forward is that election is all about majoritarianism. We agree. But to address numerical differences, even in the United States of America, which is the natural place of democracy, to address the medical differences, the idea, the issue of honor system was ideated. Otherwise, the smaller states won't have a say. They will become the president of the United States of America. And that is why, even when Hillary Clinton had majority of the votes, she was not elected the president. Alcoa had majority of the votes, she was not elected the president because of the honor system. And the honor system is ideated to steal the fears of the minorities. In order to make them believe that they are part of the system, they've not been segregated again, they've not been discriminated again. And that is what we are saying. Because if you talk of numerical strength, then we should, because it's not appropriate and inappropriate. So if you talk of numerical strength, you can also not complain that the zoning formula, that the presidency should be zoned to the south-south. Because the north has the strength, numerical strength. And that is what the north is trying to capitalize on. But our founding father came up with this zoning policy. The zoning policy is to address these imbalances, to address these issues. Mm. That's why you have the zoning policy. So that everybody, and I tell you, the discrimination is one thing that could threaten the 10 years biggest of the engagement to call Nigeria. And you can imagine what is happening to IPOP. The accusation of IPOP is occasion, is operated by the feeling of neglect, discrimination, and segregation. They've never been president after so many years. So they believe that they don't get, so they no longer see themselves as Nigerians.
So for you, for you.
One minute. So now we're coming back to River State.
Yes.
This is the time for the liberal government. We are not saying we have the numerical strength. In fact, when it comes to River State, two major areas, the riverine and the Ogoni. But why we are saying the riverine should take precedence of preeminence, it's because the Ogoni belongs to the upland. So after the Abidjan governor, a riverine governor, then you cannot have an Ogoni governor. That is my thinking. And I believe that I'm speaking the minds of.
But how do you balance that? If we have the Ogonis also saying that for the elections next year they should be considered, because no Ogoni person.
I just told you here that the Ogonis are the rivers.
So anybody between the Ogonis or the riverine would be fined by you?
No. If you listen carefully, you hear me. Just listen there. So that the clarity of what I'm saying will penetrate the minds of river people, including your mind, and not to capture your judgment or the judgment of river people. I said the riverine and the Ogonis. But the riverine is preeminent because the Ogonis belong to the upland. That was what I said. So what I am telling you in synopsis is that you should come to the riverine. I mean, it's there. So that is the point I'm making. Now, It is not as if, oh, because it was okay, they don't have the numbers. And that is why we are actually appealing. Because in order to pacify Catherine, kill the broken and rotten lobby, we must give it a human address. We are calling on, dealing with other ethnic groups, ethnicities, to support the referendum. After all, in 1999, it was the river who were the ones who supported the emergence of the people in 1999.
But the popular saying says power is not given.
The likes of Dr. Masahari and Co.
But power is not given. Power is not given.
Sorry?
I said, but there's the populace saying that power isn't given. You have to take it.
Power is not given, but power can be negotiated. Anywhere in the world, it is negotiated. Anywhere.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, United States of America, where you have a college system. It is our decision. Otherwise, I tell you that the nation will be headed slowly but steadily for a random move with anarchy, including the state. No. We have the medical strength. Of course, you're calling for anarchy because there will be a protest. Is that what you want? That is not what you want. And that is why the liberalism that says this is our time, this is our talk. Your bodies do have a right. And we are saying things you belong to the upland. Let it get to the river right. And the next one will be the Ogoni. It's simple. That is why you have the zoning formula. It's to address these issues and control them.
All right.
Otherwise, especially now that our political regime is overheated, we have to be tactful in whatever we do, in whatever we say, and in whatever we do.
We'll go on a short commercial now, Mr. Nkotaria. When we return, the conversation will continue. Please just do stay on the line. All right. You've heard from the former special advisor to the governor on media and also a social commentator. He has said, well, infrastructure, stomach infrastructure promised by the governor of Rivers State. Well, it's not really going to influence the elections next year, even though he feels that it has some election undertone to it. It still would not really influence anything. Well, the Riverines, the Ogonis, who should produce the next governor of the state? Big question. We'll go on a short commercial. When we come back, the conversation continues. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, and here we are. Ifeyemi Andrews, my name. The conversation continues. Well, the Rivers State governor had said, stomach infrastructure, it is now time for stomach infrastructure. Well, looking at that, and then the elections just around the corner next year is general elections, and the conversation for many has been, could this be one way to sway the minds of Rivers people? That's what public opinion has been. But then again, from the part of the governor, it is simply trying to see how you can empower Rivers people after fulfilling all of his campaign promises. Some may even ask, instead of doing that, why not create employment? Why not pay pension gratuity and arrears and so on and so forth? Well, my guest in the studio via telephone has been a former special advisor to the governor on media, Opunabo Nkotaria. And if you've been listening from the beginning, you might have heard his position on that as well, on the stomach infrastructure and what it means. And even as far as saying who and what part of the state the next governor of Rivers State should come from. Ogonis, but then he would say the riverine first because Ogonis are part of the upland. Do you share the same opinion? Do you agree? Join the conversation on social media, Nigeria Info PH, on Facebook and on Twitter. And you can also send us WhatsApp messages, 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls shortly. Hello, Mr. Nkotaria. Thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll just take a few messages first before we continue with the conversation. I'll take a few calls as well before we go any further with the conversation. So you just stay on the line for us. Hello. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning. And we'll lost both those calls. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yes, go ahead.
Why he does not have any influence at all? Because Rivers State is made up of 23 local governments in question. I am not against the stomach infrastructure the governor has in that form, but the problem I have is when he mentioned that it will start with the members of GGI. That was one of the questions in my mind. I keep asking myself, these members of GGI he selected to start the stomach infrastructure, are they the only people who voted in him? Come to ask of it. There are hunger in the state. Pensioners are crying, no gratuity, nothing to write home about. The governor specified on the people he will give the stomach infrastructure. This element, Andrew, to me, it does not reflect a true reflection of the dividends of democracy. No. The governor should think, if he wants to do stomach infrastructure, he should do it in generality of every citizen in Rivers State.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for your thoughts there. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Omokalago.
Go on, Samuel.
I want to ask a question. Is there anything like a zoning formula in River State? That's what I want to ask. If there is anything like that, okay, let's you give it to Riverland, but if there is not, what we are looking for in River State today, we are looking for a good governance. Somebody that can give us a sense of democracy just the way Mike is giving us now. Look at the project Mike is doing. If other governor can come and do exactly the thing that Mike is doing today, if you are talking of, okay, Riverland, what of a chairman become a governor in River State in the history of River State? No, the answer is no. So we are talking of now, okay, let a chairman come out also as a governor in 2023 to succeed Mike as the next governor of River State. If you are talking of Riverland, we are talking of Upland, we are talking of this one. Me and talking today, I need somebody that can succeed Mike, that can do the same thing Mike is doing.
All right.
In River State.
Thank you.
Because the project everywhere, the whole local government. And so I don't want this one.
All right, thank you very much. On WhatsApp, this message says, your guest makes a lot of sense with his argument for River and Governor, but unfortunately it's men like him that foisted this very terrible government on Rivers people that treats us the same way Louis XVI treated his own people. They say don't kill the messenger, but in all honesty, Bunabo, you and your likes should do better going forward with your advocacy when it matters the most. Bob, I would like to get your reaction quickly to that, because well, this directly speaks to you, Mr. Nkotaria.
Well, let's say strengthened advocacy, if I understood him clearly. Is in support, but he thinks that we need to be stronger in advocacy when it comes to the labor angle. But let me quickly address, and I thank him for that, but let me quickly address what the speaker before the last speaker said, before the chief. He said, what was the affair? First and foremost, if you don't elect somebody, you can't speak of the president's capability. It is after the election that the president is not the executive. And there is no one particular ethnic group that monopolizes capability and efficiency. Now, what we are saying is, what are the entire people? Are they upland or riverine? That's the question you're thinking about. We are not talking about the ethnic group. We have the riverine, upland, and cotton. A lot of people came up with this argument. We suffer from ethnic opposition and poverty as well. That every part of River State is one of land, because you have roads and bridges leading to those places. It is wrong. The issue of upland and riverland is symbolic. You said it as any zoning formula. Like I actually said there earlier, I said you negotiate. And I use United States of America, which is where we know that democracy. I use United States of America, which is the natural place of modern democracy, and how they address these issues, the issue of numerical differences, how it addressed in Nigeria, we have the Zulu Commission. And to reinforce it, we have the Character Commission, which is also to ensure that every part of the country is represented. You have these issues. Otherwise, it is not a law, we just hijack everything. The man that is asking that question, what if from 1999 to date, or from 1960 to date, or from 1963 to date, the numbers have been ruling? Because they have the numerical strength to go by census. They have the numerical strength. So you cannot appropriate and reprobate. At the national level, you talk of zoning. At the state level, you now say no. Legalized zoning formula. But we are not talking of legality here, we are talking of legitimacy. Because when legality is antithetical to peaceful existence and democratic integrity, then we must not allow that legality to have distance legitimacy that will ensure cohesion and bring about peace in the country. But talking of legitimacy here, not legality. And that's why I said, you asked the question, you said something, power is not given.
Yes.
I said, yes, it is negotiated. But talking of goodwill, because it should be a clear case of dollars if you have another river line in making up a dominant. And that's why I said I'm also appealing to these other regions, to these other ethnic groups, because they have the numerical strength going by our country. I'm appealing to them to consider, because every region, every ethnic group has the best. Or probably because that ethnic group does not have the majority, so it is the ethnic group cannot produce the next one. But we can all come together to say, hey, in order to assure, in order to placate this other side that has been clamoring for this thing.
Okay, all right, let's see.
Let's take some more
calls first before we continue. Hello, Nigerian, for good morning.
Hello, Nigerian, for this is from Apophysio.
Hey, go ahead.
So I want to comment on the stomach effect of the governor of the state, MDM Mikesh. So for the stomach effect, he was commenting the other time that he wants to start it now. And definitely, he not only to GCI, not even PDP in general. That is, this is so much of a story I needed in please, sir. This is so much. This is what so much of a story. You want to compensate in stable. Because so much is that is currently to GGI, personally, not in the river state in general. Look at the pensioners. He has not been paying them the promotion. Not the salary was not paid. This is the minimum wage added by the federal government. He's not doing anything over it. But he's talking of so much of a story. Why is currently to GGI? Is that what you're talking about? Secondly, for the guest here who is talking about the referendum by Kotomi by taking the governor of the state, definitely, I support him. But for the people who are able to use the conditions to follow Rivers people, I'm not telling the truth. They cannot use the conditions to follow Rivers where Rivers people were allowed to come up and rule this state. Where
okay.
The oil we are hanging for them is not good. We don't want such. If the one later thing to oil us, Rivers people will give the governorship. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Nigerian. For good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Go on.
Yeah, my name is Trudy. I'm calling from Rema community.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, from your guest, Kofunabon Katara, comrade, I really appreciate his position on this matter. But I want to be kind of different from what the information about this tomorrow infrastructure has spoken by the governor. I think it just has to inform people about how to reward those that have worked for you. I also understood that public infrastructure is somewhat is formal and somewhat is informal. On the part of informality of public infrastructure, I also believe that shouldn't even be something that should be legislated about. It's something that is discretionary to somebody who feels that you need to do one or two things.
Would you say it's something that the governor should have stated openly? If he wanted to reward people who perhaps have worked for him or are working for him, shouldn't that have been something that would have been done privately outside eyes or ears of the public?
If we do not employ politics to this particular issue, I don't see what is wrong about somebody being open and honest about what is supposed to be. The essence of being secrecy about it would have even employed more criticism about it. So for the government to have come up on air to say, I want to do this, and specifically start it, he did not say, I want to start it with GD. I want to start with them. I'm a member of APC. I'm sounding like, because I'm being more rational to this issue, because what the man has said for me, I believe is in good faith. There is nothing contradictory about it. But the extent of the part of Riverland governments and all of that, I think the Riverland people, they have their right to whatsoever. Some other leadership of the party, different party, has also come to say they want to turn their party to the Riverland people. But I want to say that the Riverland people should also come, because I see that they have more candidates to this particular situation, which will even be a kind of antithesis to their own quest. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. On Facebook, this one says, 2023, we shall take the money from politicians and vote the candidates of our choice. Let the stomach infrastructure continue. After all, it is our money. Iro Egbu Chima sent in that one. Mr. Ngotaria, I know you have a lot you want to say now, with reaction to some of them. Go ahead.
The issue of the stomach infrastructure, you know, like I said, I'm not about the stomach infrastructure. Even though it's coming at the time, just as we're approaching the crunch time. But the issue, it should not be discrimination. There should not be any discrimination, no segregation. You remember that was what I said. And again, when you talk of stomach infrastructure, it has a broader meaning. Although all kinds of interpretations could be moving into it. But for the civil servant, the stomach infrastructure will be promoting the civil servants. For the pensioners, the stomach infrastructure will be paying their pension and the back of arrears. For the politicians, of course, you know how to reward them. There should not be any discrimination whatsoever. But the best stomach infrastructure you can give to your people is creating an enabling environment for businesses to thrive and creating industries that will gainfully employ these people. It is not enough to just give them money. Now, within this 1 year, the political hospitals have started. So I doubt if within this 1 year, industries can be created. In this 1 year, the emerging environment can also be created for businesses to commence and to try. Because that is the best tobacco infrastructure you can give to anybody as a government. Because you're not talking about giving money to your brother, to your sister, your sibling, to your parents, and so on. That's what you're talking about. You know? So okay. It's not enough to say, this is $1 billion, I think. This is very segregated, that's discrimination. That's why I get happy on where gainful employment, and it is the business of the government, it's the incumbent of the government to provide an enabling environment. It's the incumbent on the government to also set up businesses that for people to be gainfully employed.
All right.
The issue of Nigeria is a technical case of slavery, that is not employment. There you get 270 naira per day.
All right, as we attempt.
So why this job? Why you're carrying out all this construction? You could have as well simultaneously carried out projects that will definitely employ the people. That is our argument.
All right. All right. As we attempt to wind up the conversation, we'd like to get your view on this, even though it's a bit away from what we're discussing, but just to get your view on this. The election is around the corner, and you know that the Electoral Act amendments have been done here and there. And some things that have really caught the attention of people would be resignation of appointees before election. What's your position on that?
Well, it is actually meant to. A level of cup meant to be shared. You know, we have leaders who have the gregarious, capricious, out of touch control paradigm. And so it is meant to be shared their powers, the power of incumbency. When you are out of office, it is believed that you don't have that power anymore to influence policies. Well, the very large extent, yes, that's not completely true. And I think it's also as a result of what happened with Fayemi. I think he was in office, won the primary before he resigned. I'm talking about the governor of the Ekiti. So they are trying to address all these issues. In other words, trying to ensure transparency in the system. Right now, it is subjected to the clinical prognosis of the legal lab. In other words, it is in courts. So it will actually be some duties for us to deliberate on that. But what the president is saying, that he contravenes
the provisions of the Constitution. It is not for the court to say if it actually contravenes the provision of the Constitution. But I get worried why you say they should not be delegates. They should not be, and that is my really greatest worry. If you say, what if the primary in the conventions will take place months before? Because the Constitution actually says 30 days. You know, by 30 days.
Mm.
Now, what if it takes, it's going to take, I'm just saying, 44 months or 5 months or thereabouts, they have talking about the convention on the primary to the election. Anything you say, this president must resign for 5 months. That's why they are saying there is a conflict. Because they are not supposed to be party delegates at all, and they ought to have resigned. So that is the problem, and it's a naughty issue, and the time goes before the courts. So the courts are going to adjudicate on it, and whatever the court says is final.
Okay. All right. On Facebook, a few more messages here. Johnson Kabari says, about the stomach infrastructure by the governor, my take is that the governor should channel the resources of the state into human capital development so that criminality will be taken care of and the youth will engage their minds productively. Imelka says, the idea of starting the stomach infrastructure from GDI is so unfortunate. The governor should try to start it by employing youths and payment of pensioners. Okay, let's see if we can take one more call. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning, my brother man, Andrew.
Yes. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is David West.
Go on.
ATN Nigeria. I hope your guest is still on the line.
Yes, of course. He can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I'm grateful for that. Now, in the first place, for me, the stomach infrastructure thing we are talking about is going to affect the election indirectly or indirectly, taking into consideration how gullible the people are and how impoverished these people are. In the first place, again, too, it is an insult for me for the governor to say, I want to give the people stomach infrastructure. The governor was elected as far back as 2015, if I'm right or wrong. And since then till now, at the verge of his exit point, he looks at us embarrassingly, after impoverishing the people, let me give them some peanuts under the name of stomach infrastructure, so that in the time of election, they will begin to look at this petty money and sell their conscience to whatever views he's having or whatever person he has projected. For me, stomach infrastructure is not what the people of River State want. They want meaningful engagement. That is what we want. Now, on the issue that my brother just raised, with respect to where the next governor should come from, by way of Upland and the Riverine. I am very, very flabbergasted, and I begin to laugh in Calabari language. I know too well that my brother of Naboen Kutaria, in 2014, or 2015, when Governor Nathan Wike was making his campaign to contest election, he knew very well that Rotimi Chibika Amechi, His Excellency, is an incredible man, Uplander, who did 8 years. And immediately, simultaneously, not even a gap, Wike is coming to take another 8 years, which we are seeing today. He himself was Naboen Kutaria. He knew the role he played. When they were at Oloba Senjor, Nana Meba Estate, they are the stakeholders. Himself and the late chairman of Afaeko local government of blessed memory. Were they not the stakeholders? What
okay.
Is that because of the pecuniary gain they want to get? These people will mount the podium and tell the people of Calabari that we are not right. It is not our turn from the Riverine area. To produce governor, I hear him today. He's telling us Riverine. It's unfortunate.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's get his reaction to what you have just said now. Okay, you can go ahead now. Go on.
It is not true. It's a clear case of mendaciloquence to say I said it was not the turn of the Calabari. Never. And I challenge him to produce that thing. Never. Yes, I supported the governor at that time. But I have a question, a very simple question. If you act and you reduce your steps, is it wrong? So must we continue to act? So what is the sense of what to say? If today, if yes, hello, are you with me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on.
Yes. If yesterday you did something wrong and you tried to correct it today, shouldn't you be corrected?
Okay. So since you're correcting it now, Since you're correcting it now in your words, what would you say if you were to suggest a candidate for the election next year from the South? What would you suggest?
And let me tell you, I must be honest with you. I'm not a member of APC, I can't tell anybody, you can go through all records. You can name, you will never find a government without him on any APC. I'm not. I am going to support a credible candidate.
And who is that credible candidate for you?
I'm with him. Let them declare their intentions. And I'll support that credible candidate. I'm not going to be influenced by parties anymore. No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm not even a member. I'm not even a member of any party. So I will support a credible candidate. My support for you will plant on your quality or perceived quality. Should you get in and change?
In other words,
That does not in any way mean that the next governor must come from the upland. When I say credible candidate, I'm talking of a credible liberal candidate.
Okay. All right. We have to say thank you very much for your time. And then quickly, perhaps you might want to say a thing or two about, the position of the APC in the state looking at the elections next year. Many are also saying, if we look at what happened last time, they were not on the ballot. And it didn't give, for many people, didn't give Rivers people all of the options that they need. You think that they might conquer that situation this time and we have them on the ballot?
Well, there are lots of officials on the walls of the APC, no doubt about that. And my advice to them is to ensure that they're sweeping out the ranks so that this time around they'll be on the ballot. They should draw men from their past experiences. Conflict is a function of interaction. And because man cannot not communicate, man is going to conflict. But the resolution of that conflict is what matters. So that there are crises doesn't mean those crises are insurmountable.
Okay.
All they need to do is put the interest of the party first. They have to subdue their egocentric interest and allow the interest of the party to supersede.
Okay.
Otherwise, APC this time around, if you lose it, if you don't come together, if they don't reconcile their differences, then it is very unfortunate for them.
All right.
I don't know what is going on in the party. I don't know the steps that are being taken to address the issue. But this is my candid advice to APC members.
All right, thank you very much.
Whatever the differences are, they should reconcile those differences. And I know that if they don't, it will be unfortunate for Rivers people who have no choice but to have just one party. Let Rivers people have the choice to choose. Oh, since you cannot be an independent candidate, you must contest on the platform of the political party. Let people have the choice to choose who will govern them.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Obunabo and Kotaria, for your time with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Have a wonderful day. Is a former special advisor to the governor on media and a social commentator. Well, that's how we draw the curtain on the Morning Crossfire today. Do have a lovely Friday. Thank you for your calls and messages. This message says, now that your guest is just tracing his steps, will he return all the benefits? Kletus asking. Oh, I wish I could have gotten him to answer that, but I can't, unfortunately. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Enjoy your Friday and just hopefully keep your fingers crossed. Stomach infrastructure begins anytime soon and hope we all get to benefit from it on a lighter note. Bye-bye for now.